Good morning. My guest this morning is Dalton Wiley from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Dalton.
Good morning.
Well, the annual Winter Food and Funds Drive kicks off on November 1st. I know it because it says so right here in front of me. How is that going to work this year? What's going to happen after November 1st when the food bank really gets into gear on this season's drive?
Yeah, well, right now we're just encouraging everybody to sign up to host a food drive. So that's basically having one of our very bright and out there barrels, either in your office, in your school, even in your neighborhood if you're interested, and just encouraging people to collect food and donate it.
So let's say someone in my neighborhood decides to do that, puts a barrel near their house or near a business in the neighborhood and so on. What then happens? Food accumulates. Does the food bank come and pick it up? Are people obliged to bring it to the food bank?
No. So we like to say that we do all the heavy lifting. Uh-huh. So we can come and bring a barrel to you and even pick it up. All that we ask you to do is just let people know that you're collecting food.
So there is a list here of food donation barrels at various grocery stores. Can you go over those?
Yeah. So the biggest ones that we have right now are Safeway, Whole Foods, Oliver's, G&G Market, Grocery Outlet in Santa Rosa. Those are big grocery stores that are participating in our Winter Food and Funds Drive. So if you're looking for a location to drop food off at, find one of those near you. During the Winter Food and Funds Drive, we have over 400 businesses, individuals, even neighborhoods and schools, all hosting food drives to collect food for us. So it really is a community effort to, yeah.
I take it that that you are, as always, really looking for volunteers.
We are, yeah. So that's a really big thing that we're always looking for, our volunteers. We rely heavily on our volunteers. They more than double our staff. So we get a lot of our work done thanks to the generosity of our volunteers.
So if listeners are thinking about possibly helping the Redwood Empire Food Bank that way, what does it imply? What kind of time do you have to subscribe to? What kind of jobs would you likely get to do as a volunteer?
Yeah, so it always varies. We're always looking for help, of course, in our warehouse. So something like that could be as simple as bagging produce. We have always a ton of produce that's coming into our facility because over half of the food that we distribute to those in need is actually produce. So part of that is we get it in bulk. So we're putting it in bags that are easy for a family to take. In addition to that, creating care packages for seniors. So it's care boxes, also our diabetes wellness program, those types of things. We always need volunteers to help with that.
Right. It occurs to me, you know, that because our culture is so familiar with garage sales, yard sales, sidewalk sales, and so on, that if people are planning sales like that, particularly the ones that, a block will do it, and everyone will have a sale at the same time, to include a Redwood Empire Food Bank barrel in a sale like that might be a good way to get donations.
Yeah, definitely. I like different and unique ways for people to incorporate our barrel. So it's always fun to see kind of ideas that people come up with.
Right.
That's a fun idea.
And of course, a financial donation is always welcome.
Always, yes. Yeah. So if you don't find time to go to a grocery store near you, you can always donate online at refb.org. For every dollar that's actually donated as the food bank, we can equate that into about 2 meals that we can provide for someone in need.
Dalton, thanks very much for coming in, and thanks very much for what you do for the people of Sonoma County.
Thank you for having me.
Let's tell people once again that the Redwood Empire Food Bank's annual Winter Food and Funds Drive kicks off on the 1st of November. For information, a telephone number, 523-7900. Online, it's refb.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRD.